Good morning, happy Sabbath. Today we are back with more Abby and Chance, who are sitting at the coffee table studying the Bible. Can you guys put up the picture, please? Do you guys get the picture of Abby and Chance?
Abby?
Hmm?
What does it mean to be in the likeness of God? Aunt Jill always tells you to walk and talk in the likeness of him. What does he mean by that?
That's a great question. How should I explain this? To walk and talk in the likeness of God, you have to follow his character.
So follow the Ten Commandments. That's a representation of his character. Sounds simple enough?
That's not all there is to it. There's more than just the Ten Commandments. There's a difference between following the Ten Commandments and walking in his likeness.
How so?
Well, the Ten Commandments show the character, shows God's character, but the Bible gives us the reason why it's important. Let us start off with the first four commandments, which are about him.
You should have no gods before him, no graven images, no saying his name in vain. Keep this every day.
I see you've been studying your commandments.
Of course I have. They are very important after all.
Yes, yes, I know. These commandments represent our relationship with him. The first commandment, no other gods before him. I'm not talking about Zeus from Greek mythology. There are also idols, like celebrities, that can sometimes be put over God. People worship celebrities like they're above the world despite being mortals like us. This could even go for technology, which we sometimes put over our studies to get closer to him.
Oh, I always thought it meant the gods people made back in the day.
I thought that too at first. Now, the second commandment, no graven images. This doesn't include gods made by the people. This also means no images of God or Jesus himself.
I've seen a lot of images made of Jesus.
That is not Jesus, but what people think he looks like. This causes many people to believe that that's him, which causes people to break the first commandment.
Because they worship the picture like it's actually Jesus.
Yes, exactly.
I'm such a quick learner.
Next commandment. No saying his name in vain. This doesn't mean just saying his name like, oh God, or Jesus, that scared me. But also means just calling upon him for things you want rather than need.
Instead, we should ask for things like getting places safely and to have a better understanding of him and things he wants us to do for him.
Exactly. You can't ask God for things and not return the favor. Now for the last commandment, the most important one of them all. Not saying that the other ones aren't important either. Sorry. Keep the Sabbath day, which is
Saturday, or more specifically Friday evening to Saturday evening.
Correct. Keep the Sabbath day. It doesn't mean just going to church. There's supposed to be no buying or selling. It is a day to relax and spend time with family and friends, to learn about God, of course. Not to just spend time with friends and family. It's hard for most people as most things happen on Saturdays, which is why it's good to have SDA friends.
What about our friends? They aren't SDAs, but they respect our Sabbaths.
There isn't anything wrong with having friends that aren't SDAs, but we have to be careful of that. Not many people will respect our Sabbath and what we stick up for and what we believe in. Plus, I'm sure we can get our friends to become SDAs. I got you to become one with me.
If only I can get my family on the same page.
Well, as long as we keep up with our Bible studies, I'm sure the others will be curious and want to join. That's one thing about walking in the likeness of God. Your dedication to him shows and other people notice. They will either ignore it, show interest, or be against it.
Why would people be against it? It makes no sense to be against our Creator.
Some people just don't want the truth, loving the way they live now.
I still don't understand, but whatever. Now, what about the other six commandments?
Let's go over that for another time. It's getting late. How about you pray today, Chance?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible study we had today. I thank you for having Abby teach me about you and your word. I pray to one day walk in the likeness and spread your gospel to others. Amen.
Amen. Would anyone like to pray?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything done to her. I ask you, we can learn more about you so we can go to heaven with you. And as we go to adventures, you and have fun. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.